The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 169. A few quick announcements before we get into this episode. If you haven't already and you're on audio, leave us a 5-star rating and review. If you do leave us a 5-star rating and review, send me an email. My email is in the show notes. I'll respond and send you a free training on how to find and analyze property. So if you're a beginner and you don't know how to look at the numbers and all those things, it's definitely something that you can find useful. So I look forward to hearing from you all. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, make sure you hit the like button, and also make sure you share this video with a friend who could find this information valuable. All right, so let's jump right into it. Today, I'm going to talk about out-of-state investing. I haven't given an update in quite some time, and there's a whole lot on my side that is new and a whole lot of game that I want to share with you all. So let's jump right into it. So as you all know, I got into the out-of-state investing game about 3.5 years ago. And to be honest with you, I've been on the sidelines since then, waiting for the right opportunity. And so I started looking again in the fall of 2022. I found a real estate agent on a local Facebook group in Dayton, Ohio. And that's one of the biggest recommendations I have regarding finding a real estate agent or realtor. If you want to invest out of state, you need to work with somebody who works with out-of-state investors exclusively or primarily. You don't want to work with somebody who only helps people find their dream homes, because it's a completely different mentality. I've experienced it, and that's just something that you don't want to do. But anyway, I was under contract for 2 properties and I ended up going with the third one. And this home is really nice, 3-bed, 2-bath, 2-car garage, comes with appliances, in a neighborhood that is developing and improving. Which is great. You know, I'm definitely on the path of growth within that neighborhood, which I think is really awesome. And, you know, I do want to share a little bit more about what didn't work out with those other 2 properties. You know, I believe in transparency, and, you know, sometimes it could take some time. You know, as you want to invest out of state, the first house you put an offer on may not be the house you end up closing on. And so basically what happened with the first 2 homes is there were major structural issues that took place that were discovered during the inspections. One of the houses was so bad that my inspector called me in the middle of the inspection. He's like, "Hey, Sam, you know, this house has really bad structural issues. The floors are sloping. Things are leaning. Like, this is not a good house." It's like, you know, I can stop the inspection right now and give you a refund for part of the time. And I was like, "Yeah, sure, let's go for it." I've been working with this guy for almost 4 years, so I trust him. I trust that what he's saying is in my best interest, and he knows I'm out of state, so he doesn't want me to buy a bad deal. And that's something else I want to touch on, is the importance of an inspection. You know, a lot of people say that you can buy a house without an inspection. I think it's a terrible idea, especially when you're starting out as an out-of-state investor, because you don't want to buy something that has unforeseen issues that you didn't even check for during the inspection, during your due diligence period. So that's something that I highly recommend. And the way I found this guy was online. I found him online. He was recommended to me by another investor. And I've been working with him ever since. He's probably done 5-6 inspections for me over the years. So that's something that's really important. You know, as an out-of-state investor, you need to have boots on the ground. I'm going to talk a bit more about that in the future, but you want to have boots on the ground. You know, I had a really good realtor who's worked with out-of-state investors, and you know, I'm not there. You know, as a matter of fact, I haven't been there in over 2 years. And so once we closed and everything, I gave her money to get me a lockbox, put the keys in there to set up different things in the house. And it's important to get things done through other people, especially if you are a long distance investor who's not like a state away. You know, I'm basically across the country, but it's important to get things done through other people. So I ended up going with this property primarily because, you know, I thought it was a good deal and the numbers were really, really strong. The rent in the area has gone up exponentially over the last couple of years. And so because of that, the interest rate really didn't matter. I probably have almost a 7% interest rate, but it really doesn't matter because the cash flow is incredible. And so ended up going with this house. And one of the main reasons is because the seller was willing to actually make a lot of repairs. You know, a lot of, I'd say mostly little things came up during the inspection. And I had like maybe 2 pages of repair requests based on the inspection. And so, you know, some of those things, one of those things in particular, they were open to installing a garage door opener. So now it's automated. And there's just a number of other things that they were able to help me out with, which I really did appreciate. And so I am a turnkey investor. Another thing, as an out-of-state investor, you want to make sure you know what kind of investor you want to be. If you are a turnkey investor, which means that you buy homes off the MLS that need little to no work and you can rent them out pretty quickly, then that's who you are. And, you know, there are downsides. The downside of that is you're probably going to buy properties closer to the market rate. However, the rehab will be minimal. And if you are an investor who likes to do rehab, the benefit is that you can force appreciation. You can increase the value through the renovations. The downside is you'll have to manage a team from miles away. And that's not an easy thing to do, but you can do either one of them. And so a couple of the things that had to get done, I had to get a PVC, what's called a PVC pipe replaced, which was a 1 day job. Water heater replaced, 1 day job. Had to do some landscaping, which is still in progress, but had to install blinds, which was a 1 day job with the exception of a late delivery of one of the blinds. Had to fix some broken windows, which was also a 1 day job. So the way I like to operate, I don't like buying properties where there's, you know, multiple weeks and things that are needed in order to fix things. I like things that are quick 1 day job. I can find a couple companies and get it done. And that's what I was able to do. And so again, it's very important to know what kind of investor that you want to be. And the way I found all of these vendors is through a combination of Facebook groups and also just going on Google, looking at ratings, looking at reviews. I got at least 2 to 3 quotes for each of the services. And I didn't necessarily go with the cheapest one. I went with a combination of speed and quality, right? You know, if there's warranties and things of that nature. So I didn't actually go with the cheapest quote, and I don't always recommend that. You want someone who's going to get the job done. And if you can get some extra protection and warranties and things like that, you know, that's always going to be beneficial for you. So something else that I did differently this time was, so in full transparency, when I started self-managing, I ended up using the lease from the property manager, which I just assumed was fine. What I decided to do this time around was work with a lawyer to craft it for me. So I actually sent the lawyer the lease that I was using. And he told me, he's like, look, I was going to mark up this thing like crazy. So here is my lease template and we can add what you want to it. So I added certain elements of the previous lease. And the thing is, it's worth the money. Whatever their hourly rate is worth it. And I was referred to this lawyer by an investor who I know in the area, but it's always worth it to pay an expert to make sure you're protected. Things get crazy. You want to make sure you're protected. Your lease is incredibly important. And so I was able to get a strong lease from this lawyer and, you know, I'll be able to use it for the future properties that I purchase. You know, that one time fee made sense. And the great thing now is like, I can ask him questions, right? There's questions I've had about the lease. As a matter of fact, there's a question I emailed him last night, you know? And so I think it's important to have that legal support. Because you never know. You want to make sure that you are always protected. And at the other place, when that lease comes up, I'm going to use the new lease. Hopefully they stay. So that's something else that that I did differently. And so I'm still self-managing, believe it or not. I do have an investor I know out there who helps me with some things. So she does all the showings, she does the move-ins, and you know, I pay her for her time, and she charges me a rate that makes sense to her, and I pay her for her time. It's important to get things done through other people. As an out-of-state investor, you're not there, right? You can't drive up and pull up on the property. You know, you probably have a job, right? You probably have responsibilities. So you have to get good at delegating as an out-of-state investor. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned. And it's possible, right? It's not as big and scary as you think. You know, it's just a matter of having eyes out there, having eyes out there for you to check on your properties. For example, there's an issue with one of the side doors, and the person who I work with, who does the showings and stuff for me, she discovered that when she went to check on the house. And so the door was open. She made sure it was closed, right? So, you know, that's something that's very important. She's spoken to neighbors and things of that nature. So I feel good. I feel secure because I have somebody out there watching my stuff, you know? So I think it's important, and I don't want people to be so afraid of investing out of state. It's possible. It's just a matter of delegation and finding people to help you get the job done and help you to do things. All right. So all that to say, you know, I'm excited about getting another property, and I'll certainly keep y'all posted on the journey with it and what's going on. But I also did want to announce that I am coming out with a coaching program to help folks like you who live in an expensive market, who want to invest and don't feel like they can and want to invest out of state. And so I was in your shoes, right? 9-to-5er, living in an expensive market out here in LA, and feel like I can't afford anything. And I couldn't. I couldn't qualify for anything on what I was making at the time. And it's still tough. You know, I don't have several hundred thousand dollars to put down on a property. And so I decided to invest out of state. I took that leap, didn't know anybody else who had done it before. And I decided to invest out of state, and I want to help you invest out of state as well. And you know, this coaching program is going to be very hands-on. You're going to have access to a whole lot of content. You're also going to have access to chats during the week and weekly calls to hold you accountable. You know, this is going to be a unique program in that week to week, my expectation is going to be that you are making progress. You're putting the plan together. And my job is to help you where you get stuck. There's a lot of opportunities out there all across the country in states that are a lot cheaper than where you are if you are in one of those expensive markets. And I want to guide you. I want to help you to be able to make that leap and buy your first out-of-state property. And so if you are someone who wants to buy something with little to no work needed, or if you're somebody who wants to buy a property that requires some rehab, I can help you. I've done the full gamut of things out of state, from my phone, from my laptop. Again, like I said, I haven't been out there in over 2 years. Maybe I'll get out there this year. But even if I don't, I know that I can get things done through other people using technology. And so it's something I want to help people with. You know, I feel like a lot of people have fear. I've spoken to so many people who want to invest out of state. They don't know where to begin. They need that hands-on support. And so that's what I want to make sure that that I can provide. And I'm going to be very selective with who is in this program, because I want people who are serious. I want people who will take the information and implement the information. That's the most important thing for me. I want to see you succeed. So I am only going to accept people who are serious about succeeding, and also want to help other people within the group as well. All right. And so if you want to join the waitlist, click the link in the description of this video and you can jump on the waitlist. And if you have questions, you can always hit me up via email or DM. But just a little bit about what this program will include. So some of the content it'll include is, you know, listing out the advantages of investing out of state, why it's something that you should do if you are living in an expensive market. Also getting your finances in order, how to get the money, how to save the money, how to figure out your finances so you can work towards saving your down payment if you don't have it already, finding the right location. Like I said, there's a whole lot of opportunities, and I'm going to walk you through how to find the right location. What are the things you should look for in that particular market to make sure you're investing in a place that makes sense? Also, assembling your team. So finding an inspector, finding an agent, wholesaler, accountant, insurance agent, contractor. I'm going to show you exactly how to find all of those people. And the big thing for me is everything I'm teaching is things that I've done. right? And so that's important for me. I've been able to have success. I'm just like you, right? A 9-to-5er who is trying to invest brick by brick and create wealth for the future. Also, how to find and analyze properties. The numbers are extremely important. You're going to be analyzing multiple deals a week. That's going to be one of the requirements. And it's important for you to familiarize yourself with these numbers so you can find out how much you can make. And I'm going to walk you through in detail how that's done. It's something we're going to practice together. It's something that we're going to continuously look at until you feel comfortable, right? Also, 6 case studies. You know, I've made a number of offers over the years. Some worked out, some didn't. And I believe in transparency. So we'll look at inspections. We'll do all of these things so you can see what it's really like. And again, we'll meet every week to discuss your challenges, to discuss where you're stuck, to make sure that you're making progress, make sure that you're putting a plan together to implement the information so that you can ultimately buy your first out-of-state property. And we'll also be in touch during the week through our group as well. And again, you know, this is not a program where you're just learning to take in information. If you want to do that, listen to the podcast. We have over 100 and almost 170 episodes and a bunch of free content if you are looking to just take in information. But if you want to learn and implement the information and you want to buy your first out-of-state property this year, I highly recommend you click the link in the description to join the waitlist. And if you have questions or want to learn more, just hit me up. You know where to find me. All right. So just wanted to give y'all an update on how things are going with out-of-state investing for me. Things are going pretty well and hoping to get a tenant very soon. I think I'm pretty close. And so I'll definitely announce that once that's taken place. But again, click the link in the description if you want to join the waitlist. Thank you all so much. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.